the outputs of A to the inputs of B, C, D, the parallel composition operation, the comma sign here, and the merge operation that combine the output of B, C, D to the input of E. So basically, we have five operations. I will explain these five operations. So you have sequential composition. So sequential composition is very close to the function composition we are used to and that we learn at school. So basically, you connect the output of A to the corresponding input of B. And if B has more inputs than A has outputs, you have this scheme here. And on the other reverse side, you have this scheme here. So you have parallel composition. Then you have split composition. So the rule for split composition is that the number of inputs of B should be a multiple of the number of outputs of A. And then you connect, for example, input here 3 of B. You take 3 modulo 2, 2 being the number of output of A, and you connect to this output of A. So here, output 1 of A. The merge composition is the reverse. Obviously, when you have several signals that come to are connected to a single input, they are added. And then you have the recursive composition here. Oops. So the recursive composition is the most complex one. You connect the for each input of B, you connect to the corresponding output of A with a one sample delay, obviously. And then you connect all the output of B to the corresponding input of A. The inputs of the resulting composition are the inputs of A that are not connected to some output of B, and the outputs of the resulting composition are all the outputs of A. Okay. You have also to add the identity and the cut, but I will skip that. So the advantages of this approach, that first of all, it's powerful enough to represent any block diagrams. It gives you a very concise and adequate textual representation for graphs. It can use to formalize very easily the semantic in an easier way than the graph approach, the semantic of the language. And it's suitable for all the traditional things that you do on programming languages, all the formal manipulation, etc. So what are the building blocks that you connect with this algebra? Basically, all the functions that you have in C on numbers exist in Faust on signals. So we have two kinds of signals, integer signals and floating point signals. And for all the function of C, you have the equivalent function on signal in Faust. So you have built in most of the mathematical function that you have in C. And the other one, more exotic, you can implement them using external declaration. So you say that, well, an external declaration. You have some specific primitive objects that are related to Faust that are basically one sample memories, fixed delays, read-only tables, and read-write tables. Read-only tables are typically used to implement oscillators, for example, and read-write tables typically used to implement echoes, delay lines, etc. And you have also an abstract way to describe the user interface. So basically, you have user interface elements that produce signals, like buttons, checkbox, sliders. You have user interface elements that represent signals, like bar graphs. And you have different way to lay out these user interface elements horizontally, vertically, and in tabs. So these are basically the building blocks. OK, here it's a very simple Faust program. So we are describing signal processor. So the plus primitive in Faust is a signal processor.